Texas Football Today is a production of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine and TexasFootball.com. If you like the show, help us make it. Subscribe at TexasFootball.com/subscribe. As a subscriber, you'll get two magazines, including our legendary summer edition and a year of exclusive content on TexasFootball.com. Sound good to you? Go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. That's TexasFootball.com/subscribe. The Texas Football Today podcast is brought to you by VCR Now. Are you looking for an opportunity to captivate and enhance the experience of those who visit your stadium, arena, house of worship, or business? VCR Now can help you achieve that goal with the total experience. VCR Now is a technology organization that can fulfill your LED, audio, video, lighting, networking, security, and infrastructure dreams. Visit VCRnow.com to learn more. Watch Texas Football Today live every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And get involved in the conversation using the hashtag TFToday.
Yes, yes, y'all. From the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Mothership here in beautiful Lewisville, Texas. It's Texas Football Today, a show that there's a decent chance is the first time you're watching this.
And if so, welcome.
Which is cool. Great. Hi.
It's a good one to start with.
My name's Greg Tupper. I'm the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, a magazine, which we're going to be talking about a lot today. TexasFootball.com, a corresponding website. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Whether you're watching us live, TexasFootball.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all the places, or you listen to us in the podcast, which you can subscribe to on the podcast vendor of your choice. Either way, thank you for doing your part to support your local mediocre internet show. I'm sitting here, sitting over there at the helm today, pushing all the buttons, twisting all the knobs, making us sound good. She's the Duchess of the Dorks, Miss 305. She's Ashley Pickle.
Hi, friends. Happy cover reveal day. I'm
kind of dark.
Yeah, no,
your
it's
light
not.
Is not
I'm
on.
About to switch
You're
the camera.
You're in the shadows.
Correct.
Ooh, shadow realm. Yes, it is cover reveal, and she can't switch the cameras before she gets back to her seat, so I'm going to vamp here for a second before I introduce the man to my right. Now she's in her seat, so I can say, sitting to my right,
what's up?
Is the college editor for Dave Campbell's Texas Football, big haircut himself.
Yeah, he got a big haircut for the occasion.
I did, yeah, the big chop.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that. Thanks for cleaning up for that.
I
know
this one goes out to Dave.
Right.
Yeah, this one goes out.
He sat down in the barber seat and said, this one goes out to Dave.
Yep.
Today is Monday, June 5th, 2023. It is, I didn't even look up how many days to Thanksgiving. 171 days to Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to Kenny G, episode 1603. You know why we're here, and we know why you're here, too. Today is a big day here for Dave Campbell's Texas Football. We get to reveal the cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football coming up here momentarily. It's a huge day for us. It is a day that we look forward to all year, and ish in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it bigger than it is, but at the same time, this is kind of a pressure-packed moment for us.
Oh, 100%. No, like this is obviously what our company's built on, mm-hmm. right? And we've kind of built the reveal into like the kind of the unofficial kickoff mm-hmm. of the season of like the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, everybody's curious, mm-hmm. and we kind of put that and not kind of, you know, as I speak on behalf of the managing editor of basketball, but obviously mm-hmm. I know how you feel as a managing editor of football. There's a lot that weighs on the decision of who goes on the cover, what the concept is, and what all goes into it. And so when you finally take the blanket off yeah. and you show it, it's a moment.
It is. It's something we've worked on for really like 5 months.
Sure.
Like
sure.
February is the first time we really start coming together and making real live decisions on this type of stuff. And so it's hard in our line of work to like work on something for so long. And then suddenly it's just like,
and kind of
right.
just look at it and then like,
yeah.
realize nobody else has seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it's like, all right, here yeah. it is.
Yep.
And with that, all right, here it is. It's time to unveil the cover of the 20. I should start with this. It's time to unveil the covers of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. We're doing the main cover, and then once again for the eighth consecutive year, we have a gatefold cover. So we've got two things to show you. We will start with our main cover, which of course is an honor, probably the highest honor that we can bestow here at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. The legends and icons that have been on the cover of Dave Campbell's Texas Football is a list that is Hall of Fame worthy itself. This year, we add another name to that list. It's my distinct pleasure to unveil the main cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, featuring... They have now landed on their head coach, and it's a guy who knows his way around Fort Worth. He plays there every year. And that would be Sonny Dykes, the head coach of the SMU Mustangs.
You're moving across town. It's a rival, too. I mean, you played 100
times. Legit rival.
Sonny Dykes is still an unproven commodity as a head coach. I would say he's 71-63 as a head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, that he's had one 10-win season. He's won one conference championship game.
I think you can get talent at TCU, and I think Sonny Dykes knows that, and I think he knows how to adapt. And so I think in the coming years, we will see TCU punch in that top four. I don't think they're one of the programs left behind.
Run free and dive into the sky. Hear the wind crying out its prayer. Why are we so ashamed to be alive?
Summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football featuring TCU head coach Sonny Dykes. The headline, Sunrise. TCU's Sonny Dykes takes his place in the spotlight. We have a lot more to talk about this, but TCU's Sonny Dykes, the cover boy, the main cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. You can get yours mailed directly to you going to texasfootball.com/subscribe. Ish will have a lot to talk about here, but first and foremost, I got to tell you that this feels like the right choice considering the story and considering what he did in year one there in Fort Worth.
Yeah, I think that when you look at Sonny Dykes' career, he's somebody who touches a lot of different tent poles in Texas football, not just college football, but high school football as well. Obviously, his connection, obviously, with his father, Spike, but also, you know, Mike Leach and Texas Tech and the air raid offense. And you can just, like, look at his career. And that's to give a little behind the scenes on Mike Craven's story, cover story. That's kind of the basis for it, right? Here's a guy who kind of, until last year, I think people kind of underrated how tied in he was to just, like, Texas football lore, and with people just kind of thought of him as Spike's son, and last year was kind of, and then we didn't even mention Gary Patterson stepping into the office of Gary Patterson and being the new modern face of TCU, and it kind of, you go through and you're like, oh, this is a guy who's like touched every single facet of Texas football. And so, yeah, this is kind of his telling of that story and kind of breaking into his own spotlight, breaking into his own story, and just kind of, obviously last year is the touchstone of it, but just kind of his whole career up to now.
Sonny Dykes, the main cover of Dave Campbell's Texas Football in 2023. But that's not all we have for you. For the eighth consecutive year, Dave Campbell's Texas Football is proud to present a gatefold cover of the magazine, so you'll get it. It'll be folded underneath. It's a great opportunity to spotlight another extremely worthy story. And this year, we've got a big one. Unveiling the gatefold cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, featuring...
Final play of the game. Davis to step up in the pocket, going to heave it for the end zone, and it is caught! It's caught! It's a touchdown!
They're a very good team. Each year we played them, they've been a good team. All of the games have been close. It's come down to the team that has the fewest turnovers and make the plays at the end of the game. And that's what we plan to do this week.
Mm-hmm. Dave Campbell's Texas Football, featuring Duncanville head coach Reginald Samples. The headline, at last, the rise, fall, and rise of Reginald Samples, gracing the gatefold cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. You can get yours mailed directly to you at texasfootball.com/subscribe. Ish, we're going to get Mallory Hartley in here to talk a little bit more about this a little bit later. But your thoughts on a cover decision that was, you know, these things are never easy. Mm-hmm. But when you take a look at the story of Reginald Samples and what he means to, especially, I would say, the black coaching fraternity in Texas high school football, this is the godfather. And for a lot of people, this is a long time coming.
Yeah. I mean, we honored one of his disciples last year in Jason Todd in South Oak Cliff. And it just shows you how it's hard to go through to find a prominent black coach in the state that didn't have some connection to Reggie Samples. And it did kind of, last year was kind of the cap to his career, where it was like he'd done all these different things, mentored all these different coaches, coached all these different star players, just never got over that hump. And then finally when they did it, you were just kind of like, all right, there is just like one really like story that really captures last year.
It is. We're going to go into the depth of the story because I actually wrote it for the magazine, but we'll get into it a lot. But suffice to say that this is a really compelling story. And I mean, he's a polarizing guy.
Sure.
I mean, we'll get into it. He's a guy that is not universally beloved, you know, but this is a guy who's the eighth winningest coach in Texas high school football history, finally ascends to the mountaintop, and now is emblazoned on the 2023 gatefold cover of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Go to texasfootball.com/subscribe to become a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber. If you want to get this magazine mailed to you before it hits newsstands, go to texasfootball.com/subscribe. You'll get three magazines, our summer edition, the one where the cover's right there. You'll get our recruiting edition, Dave Campbell's Texas Football Rising, comes out in December. And you'll get Dave Campbell's Texas Basketball.
Cool magazine you guys should
pick up. If you go and you subscribe at texasfootball.com/subscribe, you also get a year's worth of exclusive online content at texasfootball.com, including insider knowledge from our high school staff, our college staff, computer projections of every Texas high school football game, recruiting analysis from our recruiting analyst, Greg Powers, premium podcasts. You get all that. Plus, you get a year of Dave Campbell's Texan Live, our live streaming service, where you get more than 1,300 live Texas high school games, including hundreds and hundreds of Texas high school football games and hundreds of Texas high school football playoff games live on your device. If you go to texasfootball.com/subscribe, everything I just mentioned, all for $49.95. Everything I just mentioned, $49.95. That's crazy. Go to texasfootball.com/subscribe right now. Also makes a great gift. Father's Day is coming up. Go to texasfootball.com/subscribe for the football fan in your world, which may in fact be you. Go to texasfootball.com/subscribe. Okay. Ish, you're the college editor here at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. So yes. I want to talk about these covers.
Sure.
Let's talk about this one. The TCU cover. This is with Sonny Dykes. There were a lot of different ways to go with this year's cover. Mm-hmm. Let's start with this. In your mind, when did it become apparent to you that TCU was going to be the story?
Honestly, when they beat Baylor.
Okay.
I think when they beat Baylor, because obviously you can go, I think the playoff is when they kind of cemented it, you know, when they officially punched their ticket, but at the time when they beat Baylor and you just kind of realized like everything was falling into place, right? Max Duggan all of a sudden was a Heisman candidate. TCU was on the verge of becoming a playoff team. And just the story of how many things had to go right last year for them to be in that situation. And then, of course, you just think about how Sonny Dykes getting the job. Coming in, crosstown, taking over for Gary Patterson. Right. Obviously, his father already connected in the Big 12 with his coaching legacy at Texas Tech. And there were just so many things. Then Mike Leach ended up, you know, passing away as well. And obviously his impact on Dykes' career. And it just like you just started thinking, you're like, there's nothing else that like, I guess when I think of our magazine, I think of our magazine as a historical kind of reference. And there's nothing more that captures last season and kind of this whole year than Sonny Dykes and that story. And because we had many different ideas, but I think in the end, all of them in some way related to Sonny Dykes.
I'd like you to try this on for size.
Sure.
I think before last year, Sonny Dykes was in many respects defined by who he wasn't.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you go and you look at, he was the guy who had the success at Louisiana Tech, mm-hmm. right? Then he goes to Cal,
yeah.
and it doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work. And everyone's like, okay, well, that's Spike's kid. He is, by the way, this is the first ever father-son mm-hmm. combo to ever be on the cover. We've never had a father and son on the cover. If you didn't know, Spike Dykes was on the cover in 1990, so 33 years ago he was on the cover. He wasn't Sonny Dykes, mm-hmm. right? He wasn't, and in a lot of ways, we got to know him during the cover shoot, and we've gotten to know him over the course of his tenure in Texas, and mm-hmm. like, he's a really, like, good guy, nice, easy to work with and stuff like that, nice mm-hmm. guy, but he is also not the, like, effervescent, like, dynamo that his dad was.
Sure, yeah, exactly, 100%. That's a good way to put it, where he is his own kind of individual, and SMU helped, obviously, we put Shane Michelle on the cover mm-hmm. in 2020, and so that was kind of a little hint of like his kind of reputation kind of rebuilding, but then last year was just like, it just kind of cemented it, where mm-hmm. we mentioned, it is kind of funny you mentioned his dad, because he also mentioned Leach and Gary Patterson. Obviously he never coached with Gary Patterson, but you know, taking over for him, all these different weird personalities, right, eccentricities, mm-hmm. and kind of, in Gary Patterson's case, kind of a prickly figure, and he just talked to Sonny Dykes, and he's just kind of, yeah, what's up,
you're just a guy,
low-key, very even keeled. And again, he is his own individual that's like unlike any of the other people that his career is kind of mm-hmm. Defined by. It definitely, like, it made it a more interesting story to tell, because it's like, well, okay, well, who is Sonny Dykes?
It is. And then you go into the Gary Patterson part of it, where he's taking over for
He has to walk by his statue every single day.
Yes, he walks by his statue. And for him to come in and say, I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it as I've been stepping into, when the last time he was at a Power 5 job, it cratered, right? It did not work. Right. Cal, this is a remarkable story and a true Texan in a lot of in so many different ways, and it was so cool to be able to feature him on the 2023 Summer Edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. The photo, by the way, we should mention, was shot by Dallas-based photographer Zerb Mellish, mm-hmm. who's unbelievable.
He's fantastic.
Go check out his stuff.
Awesome.
So good to work with, and this guy knows what he's doing. We found him because he had done work with like New York Times, mm-hmm. Sports
Texas
Illustrated,
Monthly,
Texas Monthly, done a lot of stuff with that, and we just kind of started scouting him out, and mm-hmm. and we were so thrilled to have him on board for the shot to really get some iconic shots. This one's great. When you open the magazine, there's just so many other awesome photos in there.
I was gonna say, we got to be honest, there's a lot of times where when we're finding the cover, we kind of recognize just visually looking at it, like, oh, I bet that might be the shot. I'm mm-hmm. telling you, as a fellow person that was behind a camera during this entire shoot, I'm looking at every single one going, ooh, that could be the shot. Ooh, that could be the shot. And this was the inside photos are immaculate.
Yeah.
They really are.
Zerb Mellish did an unbelievable job with the cover shoot, which we did back in very early May.
Yep.
We did the cover shoot out there in Fort Worth. And while we were there in Fort Worth, Ishmael Johnson, we said, go grab that microphone. You go talk to that cover boy. So he did. Ishmael Johnson caught up with new Dave Campbell's Texas Football cover boy, Sonny Dykes.
Ishmael Johnson, Dave Campbell's Texas Football here with our newest cover subject, joining his dad on the cover. Of course, TCU head coach Sonny Dykes. Coach, what is it like to be on the cover of Dave Campbell's Now, a legacy that you share now with your dad? Just what are your thoughts first?
Yeah, it's a big honor. I mean, I grew up obviously reading the magazine, grew up in the state of Texas. Remember when I was in high school rushing down, you know, and trying to buy the magazine as quickly as I could. Remember when my dad was coaching at Texas Tech, buying the magazine and, you know, wanting to see where they were picked and all the players, that type of stuff. So it makes it even more special that my dad's been on the cover, and I think that was a pretty big deal for our family and kind of a legacy for my kids as much as anything else. But it's a big honor and proud to be on the cover.
Yeah. Of course, huge year for TCU this past season. You know, encapsulating everything, right, this past year, first year at TCU, native Texan, getting this all done, first Texas team to make the playoff, things of all that nature. You know, what has this year just kind of overall been like for you?
Well, it's been great. It has been. I mean, our players have had a tremendous year. You know, we had a lot of players win awards, which was awesome. We had 8 guys drafted, which is a credit to them and their hard work. And So it's been a fun year. It's always fun when guys work hard and they get rewarded for it. And this team obviously made it to the national championship game, I think exceeded expectations. And, you know, we're excited to have an opportunity to build off of that. We were excited about our future. But I'm really more than anything just proud of our players and the opportunities they have as a result of our team having success.
One thing at Dave Campbell's that we always love to do is reference our history and reference our, you know, kind of the game as it's grown. You know, you're somebody who kind of embodies that in many ways coming under Mike Leach and, of course, your father, Spike. You know, what just like, you know, the people that have just meant the most to you in your career, you know, looking back on it, what has those, you know, those touchstones kind of been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you are a product of your environment, and I was really blessed to grow up around my father. You know, he was great at relationships. He really took being a high school coach and college coach very seriously, the impact that he could have on young people's lives, and that was awesome to learn that from him. And then I was so blessed to have a chance to be part of the change of football, really, with Mike Leach and Hal Mumme and those guys that I had a chance to work with. And we had a really impressive coaching staff under Coach Leach at Texas Tech, a lot of guys that have gone on and been really successful. And it's always fun to see if the success of your friends and former colleagues. And so, you know, just proud to be in the state of Texas. I mean, being home means the world to me. I love the state. It's where I'm from. I love walking out of our locker room after a game and being around family and friends and people that have invested in my life. And so it just makes it more special.
Sure. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, you mentioned walking out of the locker room. You know, this legacy wasn't an easy job to walk into, right? This is you walk by somebody who has a statue of, you know, what is it? First of all, personally, what is it like, you know, obviously this year you kind of created your own path for that and kind of carved a new chapter, but what is it like having to walk by, you know, an established legacy like that and kind of carve your own path?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Gary Patterson did a tremendous job here for a long time. I got a lot of admiration and respect for Gary and the program he built, and really that's what made this job attractive to me was just the investment that the university's made, but as much as anything else, really the success Gary had. And obviously cast a big shadow around this place. I mean, you know, was here for 22 years and had a tremendous amount of success and really put TCU on the map as far as a big-time college football program. So we're trying to just to build off the legacy that he created and continue to get better and better. And I was proud of what we did year one and now anxious to see what we do moving forward.
It's the newest cover subject, TCU head coach Sonny Dykes.
Here's Sonny Dykes, the newest cover. Dave Campbell's Texas football. The main cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. You can get yours if you go to texasfootball.com/subscribe. Obviously means a lot to him. I will say, this is just an Easter egg for people who are watching and maybe when they pick up their magazine. Mm-hmm. We did try to sneak his dad's cover into the magazine too, like in one of the photos. And so I'm really excited for you guys to read the story. The story by Mike Craven is awesome. Really, really tells the tale of who this guy is and what he's about and kind of how he was able to do this and what he was able to overcome to do this. And so a remarkable story by Mike Craven. I hope you'll read it first in the Dave Campbell in the 2023 summer edition Dave Campbell's Texas Football. If you're a subscriber, you should be getting them in late June. If you are a if you are not a subscriber, it'll probably be hitting newsstands around July 4th. Mm-hmm. So texasfootball.com/subscribe.
One other thing to point out too, I know in the video you could see his dad's cover like in his office and then some other Dave Campbell's books back behind his desk. That was not staged. That was not us walking in there with a cover. He actually had his dad's cover in a glass case on his like main display.
Actually, Mallory Hartley's here. Hi, Mallory.
Hey.
And we can talk. There's one little story about this, but we like to tell these guys when they're, because it's a big honor for them whenever they find out they're going to be on the cover. So we like to do it in a special way. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to make it out to Fort Worth, but you and Mike Craven and a couple other people were, and we sent him. Mm-hmm. I wrote him a note, and then it was like within a 1990 edition, and the note was essentially just like, you know, 33 years ago we had the distinct pleasure of putting your father on the cover. It's your turn now. And we just kind of tucked inside an edition of 1990. And he opened it up. And correct me if I'm wrong, because you were there. But his reaction was like, yeah, this is great. I already have one.
He wasn't too excited because he opened up the envelope the opposite way.
Yeah.
So he pulls out his dad's magazine first. And he's just like, oh, that's that cool. You know,
like y'all, y'all came all the way there.
And he pointed to the one that was already on behind his desk. And I was like, oh, no, coach. Like, look at the note. And then he looks at it. He goes, oh, and that's when he hit the realization that, like, oh, he's going to be on the cover.
There's a certain humility in him being like, yeah, this is cool. Like, I'm not going to fathom the possibility that I could be on the cover.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It was hilarious.
So, anyway, we are so proud to put Sonny Dykes on the cover of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. And then, of course, there's the gatefold cover, this bad boy, featuring Reginald Samples, the head coach of the Duncanville Panthers, who finally grabbed that elusive state championship last year with their win over Galena Park North Shore. You know, you were putting together the video, the kind of hype video to roll out this magazine. And, like, I thought it was so smart to start with the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Because in many respects, as far as, like, chapters of your life are concerned, that was the beginning of this chapter of his life was, you know, Demetrius Davis to A.J. Carter. Mm-hmm. And that kind of started what has been its own remarkable chapter of an already remarkable story himself.
Mm-hmm. And Pickle can attest to this, but before I even started editing this video together, I looked at her and I was like, I don't even really know where to begin with editing this video. And it was really tough to sit down and figure out how I was going to put so much history in a minute and a half long video. And I figured that you can't make a video about Reginald Samples' incredible history without starting off with what began all of this, which was the Hail Mary back in 2018.
It is. He's a guy who is he contains multitudes.
Yes.
So I wrote the story for the 2023 summer edition, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, about Reginald Samples. The cover, I should say, was shot for the second consecutive year by our friend Becca Egger, a Gunner-based photographer.
Fantastic job. Who
once again crushed it. If you liked that South Oak Cliff cover, you'll love this cover too. Shot by the same unbelievable photographer, and she really came with these ideas of this dramatic lighting and finding a way to capture this guy who that you know, this looks like a portrait, but the more you look at it, the more you're like, there's a story here. And that's what I love about this. I can't stop looking at it. Like, it really is fascinating.
Well, and this was shot, as you can see, in Duncanville's weight room.
Yeah.
And it's funny because this was our first stop.
Yeah.
Was we all met in the locker room, and this was the first stop, as opposed to the Sonny Dykes one. That was the last shot that we had taken of the day.
Well, and it's something else about it, too, that we talked about is the fact that he's got that state championship hat on.
Oh, he loves that hat.
When do you ever see? Because we even had some of our operations people and sales people ask, hey, like, we don't ever see. Yeah, what's with the hat? Mm-hmm. That's weird. He doesn't wear the hat. And we said we didn't ask him to bring the hat. He walked in and had the hat on, proudly displayed. We asked him, Coach, do you want to take your hat off? He goes, for real?
Yeah.
Well, and
I think that's his trophy.
Yeah. Right. Well, you can see in the video, we took shots of him without the hat on because he doesn't coach typically with a hat on. So we were like, we don't know which one to go with, but he was so proud of this hat. Like you said, this is his championship hat that we just felt like it was right to go with this shot over the no hat shot.
And so Becca Egger did an unbelievable job. Cast Iron Photography did an unbelievable job with this shot. I wrote the story. I sat down with Reginald Samples in his office for 2.5 hours. And we went through everything. I mean, the amount that's left on the cutting room floor when you write the story is remarkable. I talked with his wife. I talked with John Kay at North Shore. I talked with some of the coaches that he's influenced to really get a picture of this man. He's a guy who's a complicated figure because on one hand, he is just a legendary coach, right? He's the eighth winningest coach in Texas high school football history. Mm-hmm. He is a guy who has experienced immense heartbreak. You go dating all the way back to 2004 when they lost in overtime to Kilgore at Dallas Lincoln. And then, of course, the recent four games against North Shore, three of which did not go his way. He is also a guy who is a real mentor and has one of the most remarkable coaching trees in Texas high school football. Mm-hmm. He wrote out a list, and I think it was something like 24 Texas high school football head coaches that were assistants under him. Mm-hmm. He's also not a guy who is universally beloved. He's a polarizing figure. He's been accused of not doing things the right way, right? Something he vehemently denies. But he is not a universally beloved figure, which makes him all the more complicated. But also, I think, makes him all the more cover-worthy. Mm-hmm. Because we're looking for the most compelling story in Texas high school football. This is one of the most compelling figures in Texas high school football. Whether you love him or whether you don't, he is one of the most fascinating figures in Texas high school football. And I think that's worthy of being on the cover of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. I really hope you'll read the story. I haven't written a feature for the magazine, I think, since 2017. I think that's the last time I did it. I wrote the marathon feature, and so I dusted off my quill and
your typewriter
and parchment, and I wrote one out. And it's but I'm really pleased with how it came out, and I think it does paint a picture of a guy who contains multitudes and who's gone through a lot, and whose coaching journey in and of itself is worth exploring, but also the influence that he has on the sport writ large. He's a fascinating guy. It was a fascinating cover shoot, and he was wonderful to work with. I know when we went out there and did the cover shoot, you know, there were some injuries to be had. I'm not going to name names, but it was.
Lord have mercy.
We had a great time out there. And
are you sure you don't want to talk about it?
And it wasn't until, I don't know about you, it really didn't come into focus for me until you walk by the trophy case and you see those three runner-up trophies like right next to each other. You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's heavy.
Yeah.
That's a heavy burden to bear.
Yeah. But you, go ahead.
No, I was shooting shots on my phone, and immediately I got the image in my head that I needed to get good shots of all of the semifinalist trophies. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I know I'm going to use those back to back, and then get a real good shot of the state championship trophy.
Well, I thought it was funny that you bring up the walking past the trophy case and that there are the three runner-ups, and it's a gut-wrenching moment to sit there and look at all those. But what I thought was the funniest part about all of it is that the state championship trophy, the actual formidable state championship trophy, was just chilling in there with the same, like, it was just in the same case. Yeah. Like, hey.
On the same level as all the other
ones. We did that, and we're proud of this, and we're going to continue, like, consistently be good, and here you go. Like, it was very... It was very on brand.
A great cover shoot. We had a great time out there in Duncanville. We sure appreciate his, you know, willingness and just, you know, his flexibility. You know, I went on there doing the cover shoot, and he's a guy I've talked to a few times before. We had a cordial relationship, but nothing special. And then I go into his office, and I'm thinking, okay, this might be pulling teeth or whatever. I turn on the recorder, and then I ended up stopping. I'm like, we have 2.5 hours of stuff, and now I have to transcribe this. Thanks a lot, Coach. but it was a fabulous experience, and we sure appreciate his time and his willingness to placate us and give us what we need. We're thrilled to put Reginald Samples on the gatefold cover of the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, which, again, you can get at texasfootball.com/subscribe. Go to texasfootball.com/subscribe. You get all three magazines, Dave Campbell's Texas Football Summer Edition, the Recruiting Edition, and Dave Campbell's Texas Basketball. You get a year's worth of exclusive online content at texasfootball.com and a year of Texan Live, our streaming platform where you get thousands of Texas high school games, hundreds and hundreds of Texas high school football games, and hundreds of Texas high school football playoff games. If you go to texasfootball.com/subscribe, all for less than $50, go to texasfootball.com/subscribe. You guys got anything else?
No.
Final
thoughts. Get your magazine.
Get your magazine.
I'm a subscriber, and I work here. So.
Are you really?
I am a subscriber. I've been a subscriber.
Are you paying us $50? Since,
I don't think I've got the new subscription. I still got.
You know, we could probably get you a comp subscription if you want.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even really notice that I was still subscribed until I think it was last year when I got the magazine. I was like, wait a second, what?
That's happened to me almost every time.
Yeah.
So, I
don't know why I'm paying all this.
Subscribers should get them in late June. Non-subscribers, you can get them at your local, wherever you get your magazines, starting in around July 4th is usually when we tell people. But we are thrilled with the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, featuring Sonny Dykes from TCU and Reginald Samples from Duncanville. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us. Follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Dave Campbell's. Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/Dave Campbell's. And of course, see us at texasfootball.com. For Ashley Pickle, Ishmael Johnson, and Mallory Hartley, I'm Greg Tepper. Vince Young, please meet your Player of the Year trophy. We'll see you tomorrow on Texas Football Today.